This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz in the week of the Phillies opener, which happens on Thursday here on WIP.
Get excited.
You can hear it right here on the WIP Afternoon Show as we host the Phillies opener.
Big Thursday.
On Thursday.
And then we host the home opener, too. That's at 3:05.
Well, wow.
Monday.
That's Monday?
Monday. Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we'll be doing couple days.
So what, do we even have any show on Monday? Do we have what? We have leading off?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could probably bully
We're doing the last hour of the midday.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
That's good to know that.
News to everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ike.
It's not news to everyone, Jack.
No.
Spike has an excuse. He has other things he's doing.
Well, what is he doing?
Well, he went to Atlanta for Ricky Rice.
Did we get the house thing?
Yeah, he's got the house going on.
Well, come on. Why don't I get it?
You took two weeks off. Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, the fact you should be locked in, and Rod has been saying we're doing this damn show with the midday show.
He has been?
Yeah, he said.
Since when?
Oh.
He barely even talks in our meeting.
Yeah.
When was I supposed to get the lowdown on what we're doing on Monday? Am I allowed on the midday show?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Am I allowed on there? Are me and Hugh going to come to blows? That's the big question.
Well, you guys just do push-ups the entire time.
Well, last year I think we did it and we staggered it.
Did we? I don't remember.
I think so.
I don't know.
I think just let me, Julio, and Ike, we'll talk about the baseball team. Okay. You guys the entire time should just do the push-ups.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I told
live on the concourse.
I like
that's
that.
Fine.
At Citizens Bank Park.
Look, I don't want to get you excited, but yesterday might have done 350.
Ooh.
Might have done 350. Might have done 350.
Wow. Dude, you are out of control.
He's locked in. He's waiting.
Might have done. Come on, Douglas.
Yeah, he's waiting.
350?
Might have done 350.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think you could beat me in arm wrestling?
Well, you're much bigger than I am.
No, okay. I just
want
to know.
Yeah, you'd beat me in arm wrestling. No. But I want Elliot back. All right, let's get to the top five. Yeah.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
And so the basis of this list is things I can't hear anymore of. I'm just like over the leadoff thing. You know, I know that's not surprising to everyone, but I really just need the season to start so we can all be back on good vibes and having a good time talking about the baseball team. So the five other things that I can't hear anymore of is, starting at number five, is the camera talking. Listen, he was back at it again this morning.
Wow.
He seems to bring it up every day now, which is great. You know,
that means he's locked in.
No, but it's like either he's set up a time, pipsqueak, and when are we going to do the face off and square up and play one-on-one?
You know, which is
like, you got to keep talking and run your mouth, or are we going to do this thing?
Well, you're whittling it down to just one-on-one. This has to be sort of the decathlon of athlete challenges.
Country clubs are already calling, trying to set up a golf tournament thing.
Oh, golf thing, which is great. Okay.
Again, I'm not speaking for the camera, speaking for myself. Private clubs only.
PCOs.
PCOs.
No, whoever wants to host it will host it.
So listen, he keeps talking. He's getting a little chesty, and I'm ready to end it. The fourth thing I can't hear any more of is whatever this Kate Scott and Nala Abdel-Nabi conversation was in the broadcast last night. Listen to this.
Let's go back to this.
Mm. Just take all that in. That's a lot right there. That's sensory overload right there.
I think the kids would call it aura.
That's a vibe right there. Whoa. That is a vibe.
Or they might also call it riz.
Oh, plenty of riz.
Trying to learn the lingo.
And you know what?
Oh no, the young person, young people in the No, it's not. Which I have found out, Riz is short for charisma.
Right. Right,
but
that's
you
what
all
I thought.
Are, the youngsters in the truck are disagreeing with
no,
me.
No, I think he's dripping with charisma, actually.
It would be
the
dripping,
Riz.
Dripping with finesse a few years ago if you were
yes.
Bruno Mars.
Yes.
L.
No. Dripping with finesse.
What are we doing?
Here's the thing.
I know they're a horrible basketball team.
No, I got to defend them on this one. Like, when you're doing 2.5 hours of games that you that the people who are watching them actually actively hope that the Sixers lose the games. Mm-hmm. And you can't, we can't make, look, I'm just going to defend them here. Oh. We can't make fun of them for acting like every game is a big deal and they're just in it and they're only 5 games out of the play-in. And we can't make fun of them for that. And then also make fun of them for killing time. They got to kill time. I don't blame them for trying to kill time.
Oh, no, I don't blame them.
Yeah.
That don't mean we ain't going to make fun of them, though. Yeah.
Well, that's a fair point.
That was a lot of nonsense right there.
Yeah, well,
come on, Allah.
That sounded like us.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is like it sounded like their 5:30 segment. You know?
Well, there was a minute left and they were down by like 17 or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was right on time.
Yeah.
They're talking about Kelly.
I will tell you this. I had no idea what Riz meant, so I'm happy I found out what that means.
I didn't know that was what it was short for either.
Yeah.
So, educational.
There you go.
Educational.
And by the way, thanks to Kate Scott went over and said hello to all of our Rights to Ricky people after the game.
Oh, you just balled off. That's
no.
What this is.
No, I will criticize Kate when I think she's being ridiculous, but I can't imagine doing play-by-play for 82 Sixers games.
You guys
thought... The fact that they haven't quit is a miracle.
Who was our guy? Who was our... it was Mark Zumoff. What am I talking about?
Yeah, Zumoff was before Kate.
During
the process?
Yeah, during the process. Well,
but he was calling those games like a finals game.
Yeah.
You know?
But at least during the process, everybody knew what this is like.
Sad, yeah.
Yeah, this is the worst.
I also saw you guys had Blue Chew come over to talk to you guys yesterday.
Bona? Yeah, I gotcha. I get the joke.
Adem Bona?
Yeah, I got it.
Wow.
Yeah.
He got us again. All right.
Good guy, by the way. Very nice.
Seems like a
good guy.
Great dude. All right, the third thing I can't hear anymore of. The worst thing that the NCAA has done in college basketball is actually not NIL and transfer portal. The worst thing that college basketball has ever done is let Dan Hurley win 2 rings. He is nauseating.
The worst.
Here he is coming off the court yesterday.
I hope they don't do that to you like they did that to us.
Wow.
Oh, no, the refs. They robbed you again, Dan. Everybody says, oh, well, college basketball needs people like Dan Hurley. It's just like Bob Knight. No, this is not like Bob Knight. This is way more annoying, I think, than Bob Knight was a character.
Yeah.
Dan Hurley's just annoying. Right? Does anyone look at him and go, oh, that's fun?
No.
He's annoying.
Well, Bob Knight was a tyrant.
Yes.
Dan Hurley, quite frankly, I know you won your little national championships, decided not to take the Lakers job, stayed at UConn.
He never got offered that job.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That was just a way to him to get more money.
Yes, another scam.
I'm just saying, Coach Hurley, your brother is still more famous than you are, Bobby Hurley, and your dad's a better coach than both of y'all.
That's for damn sure.
And he's just a high school coach.
Yes, that's for damn sure.
Dan Hurley's running around here like he's Gino Auriemma or somebody.
Yeah, it's like people don't think of you like you think of you.
Yeah.
But it's been all year with this. Like, you know, he was at Creighton or whatever. They lost to Creighton. He's pointing to his finger saying 2 rings. Like, he's just a loser.
Yeah.
He's just a loser.
I've had enough.
And that is completely out of line.
It's like, sick, dude. Yeah. Oh, you're the man.
First of all, this is a college. Yeah, you're in college. You're doing the 2 rings thing?
Oh, he's actually awful for college basketball. He's awful for college basketball.
Well, and for a guy who's won 2 rings, I feel like he has not held. What must be pissing him off is that he is not held in the regard that you see all the press that Patino gets and Calipari gets and all that, and nobody puts Dan Hurley in that class.
Hell, he's not even Jay Wright.
Yes, well, here's the thing.
I mean, I'm not slighting Coach Wright. I'm like, Jay Wright was more of a guy out there than Dan Hurley.
And every time Jay Wright would have a successful season, people would talk about him going to the NBA.
Yes.
The thing about the Dan Hurley Lakers thing is it was completely astroturfed. It was totally fake. And nobody was ever talking about Dan Hurley going to the NBA. No one is. So they had to make up a story. It's like, so it's probably driving him crazy that Patino got all this pub this year and Dan Hurley didn't get anything. Nobody cares.
As Kate Nala just tried to inform us, he doesn't have aura.
He's got no aura.
There's no aura around
He's got
Dan
no
Hurley.
Riz.
No, zero.
Zero Riz.
No Riz.
Zilch in the Riz.
See what we're doing?
Zilch in the Riz department, am I right?
Hey-o.
All right. The second thing that I can't hear any more of, and Ike or Spike, you missed a doozy on Friday. I can't hear any more of Elliot Shore Park's non-football, like, just takes.
What did he say?
On Friday, he unveiled the college athletes should be able to stay in college for as long as they want. As long as they're getting paid.
As long as they're getting NIL money.
Yep.
They should have they should be able to be pros in college is what he was really saying.
Well then, okay.
Just stay there as long as you want to.
What is wrong with him? You don't have to have a take every day.
He doesn't.
I do every day, and I've yet to come up with something as ridiculous as players should be able to stay in college as long as they want. Wait a minute.
31-year-old Archie?
What? Yeah, so...
on that 16 Cats team, he's still there?
Hold on. So what does Elliot think is going to happen when a, like... Let's say Shaq just decided to stay in college when a 17-year-old freshman is playing and can't match up. Then where do those guys go if all the college players just stay in college?
If all the adults stay in college.
Well, what did he say?
Well, he couldn't work his way through that far.
Yeah.
That's where I got him. I'm like, dude, did you really think this out?
No, he didn't.
You clearly didn't think it out.
He's unbelievable.
Well, he gives us gems like the Back to the Future one, and in exchange, we have things.
Well, nothing is worse than the athletes being able to gamble on their own games.
Well, and then I wanted to bring up to him, should the college athletes also be able to bet on themselves when they're in college for 16 years?
And what did he say?
Well, I forgot. I didn't think about that until later.
Oh, okay.
We'll bring it back around.
Yeah.
This one's not going anywhere.
Well,
this one has staying power.
We have Elliot here tomorrow at 3, right?
Yes.
Okay. We're talking about the college thing. Maybe he'll just back off of it.
No, I don't think that's. Have you ever seen him back off?
I was going to say, that didn't seem like him.
He's backed off the betting thing.
Then it's not,
the betting takes worse. One makes more sense.
If you can just stay in college for forever, then it's not college.
And you look like a loser.
Yeah. Well. Not if everybody's 30, I guess.
I think you look like a loser. Yeah. All right. But
well, you would have stayed in college. Come on.
Come on, Jay. Well, I would have stayed in high school.
Yes, right. Polkai Fritz over there.
Dude, high school baseball is the best.
Man. Yeah.
All right, but the number one thing that I can't hear any more of, and like, I could be in the other room not watching the tournament, but I hear this commercial from two rooms over, and it's only during the NCAA tournament, this commercial.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Did the little piggy cry wee, wee, wee all the way home?
Second week.
Wait.
Back up. Three times.
You're home.
Oh, cool. Thanks, Mrs. A.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Wait, was that?
It's so annoying.
I've never seen it.
You never seen that commercial?
It's a little pig hanging
out the window with the blow.
Well, I forget what they're called.
Yeah, the wind things.
You just hear this little pig going.
It sounds kind of funny.
But it could be like 12:30 at night. You're half asleep. You probably had 10 beers watching the tournament. And all of a sudden you wake up to the little pig going, wee! Yeah.
Is it only on during college basketball?
It's only college.
I think so.
Yeah. That's why I don't see it.
That's why I've seen it so much, because I've been watching the games, too.
You forget about it.
Yeah.
And then every time it comes back around this week.
It seems like they've done their job.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
I know they've done their job. And it's awful.
Wee! I kind of like it.
Should we make that as we're trying to make an annoying commercial for this show? It just gets ingrained in people's brains.
Yeah, yes. And we should run it during all the other shows.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Maybe it could be this noise.
All right. There it is. There it is. All right. The this hour is brought to you by Gaida Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Gaida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GAIDA or visit goguida.com. Oh, Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. Hi,
what's
Herb.
What's up there, Spike?
Oh, could you take us off speaker?
I ain't got you on speaker. I got
Well, that's not true. Yeah. There it is.
I'm right here. I'm watching speaking. She looks beautiful today, Joy Taylor.
Oh.
Let me go, Joy Taylor.
Let me tell you.
Herb, I think we have an issue to talk through.
Tight end, what? Hot.
Yeah, you're going to have to chill out for a second. Hot. You and I have an issue here, Herb. We got to talk through.
What's that?
Well, you called the midday show, and you told them that I took your video off the internet and that I was jealous of you.
Yeah, well, that's what it was.
But it didn't happen.
I had people wanted to see it and
but
all that.
But it didn't happen. I didn't delete it. I didn't delete it.
When I spoke to Jack, Jack put it right up on his phone, he sent it to me in a minute, and I says, okay. I called Jack and told him, okay, I apologize.
Okay.
But I also had a phone call from Los Angeles, okay, from one of the guys that, you know, listens to me a lot, okay?
Yeah.
And he's been to Chicken and Peas, he's been to the stadium and all that stuff, okay?
Okay.
And he heard you talking, and, you know, he called me up. And he wanted to know what was going on, and I told him what was going on. And now what I heard was
that
you want me to come down. He told me this guy in L.A. And a few other people. They said, you want me to come down and spend an hour with you guys on the air.
Yes.
Well, Herb's big break is what we're calling it. So, Herb, here's the thing. You said I was jealous of you, and you also said I refused to hire you at some point. I actually don't remember that.
That was like a while ago before you went to New York.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
So if you... It seems as if...
You and your dad, matter of fact. You and your dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, not everybody just gets to host on WIP. A lot of people put in a lot of work.
Yeah, whatever you say, I'm just, you know.
Well, no, I mean, it's true, right? Jack over there was, you know.
Look, I mean, I just call up when I feel like talking.
Yeah, okay, so.
Or whatever.
Right, if you would like to try to host an hour of the afternoon show, I think we have to get Rod's approval. But I think, Jack, you're in on this? You're in
100%,
on
100%, yeah. And he has to lead it. That's the thing.
Ike, are you in on 1 hour of Herb?
Yes.
Okay, so I put this out to the audience, whether you would also like to have an hour of Herb on the afternoon show, hosting the afternoon show. So 215-592-9494. So, all right, Herb, now that we've gotten over that, whatever you called about is okay. I just want to make sure we were okay. It sounded like you were very mad at me when you called, and I didn't take your video off the internet.
It was just... I've been working a lot, and I looked at this rally speech again, you know, and I went into my phone, and I couldn't hear nothing. I'm saying it's like frozen. And then I went over to my friend Rick Civarelli, and Rick couldn't get it open. And then we didn't know if you put it on Instagram or what you put it on. And I said, well, let me call. So I called Jack, and Jack said that he was going
to
send it to me. He says, in a minute, you'll have it. So he sent it to me on his number, which I already have his number. So, all right, whatever. It's no big deal.
So, all right. Okay, so you want to do the hour, or you don't want to do the hour?
Yeah, I'll do. I'll come down there and work an hour. No problem.
Okay, and we'll just give you Jack's
work.
Yeah, we'll give you Jack's
schedule. You know.
Okay.
I come down there, you know.
And Jack, you'll just give up your pay for that hour.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
I'm the one that has to give up my pay.
Okay.
See,
All right.
So we're going to talk about the Phillies for the last time.
Okay.
Ever?
The Phillies, okay. What do I got to say about the Phillies? Okay. Let's get on base. Let's get a lot of walks. that's drive-in runs. We play the Dodgers. We're going to see the Dodgers real soon here, okay? And we got to go out there and we got to show this Philadelphia fan base and everybody else in the National League East and the whole league that we can beat the Dodgers at home and knock them out, okay?
Hmm. Yeah.
That's the first 10 days of business or whatever. So, you know.
Yeah.
I want to see a hustling. I want to see a team hustling. I want to see defense. I want to see, you know.
Yep. Running the bases, small ball.
I don't care if it's 35 or 40 degrees out there and you got to, you know, whatever. Go get out there and play your game, you know.
No matter what temperature it is.
Yeah, well, April's pretty tough. You never know what's going to happen.
Yep.
You see, today was raining, and I was originally supposed to umpire today. They canceled the game.
Oof.
I got a game on Wednesday. It's supposed to rain again tomorrow night, and that could make Wednesday's game get rained out. So, you know, it is what it is around here because we the weather is something to really play with in March and April. But did the Eagles sign anybody else? Because I was busy with the president this weekend.
The president? You were busy with the president?
Yeah.
He's working, going back and forth
to Wells Fargo Center.
Oh.
Yeah,
did you drive the president on your bus?
I don't think so.
I was working with the United States Secret Service.
Oh, that's terrifying. Weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are their phone numbers?
We don't have their numbers, but you know what?
Did you see the president?
Everybody's vehicle that was coming in there. It was just me and my couple partners that are allowed to park in the lot.
Okay.
You know, because we had the buses. We had the buses parked along the fence. So,
did you greet the president? Did you see him?
I stayed over across the street where the vet was. We didn't bother. The people we're picking up are all the workers. They parked over there in the S lot, which is the old vet, the vet lot where the vet was. And there was very little cars that were parked in E lot and F lot because Secret Service, they were there with all their equipment and all their trucks and car, their own personal cars and all that. And then you had the Philly police and in there. So, you know, we stayed away from there. We did what we had to do, and then we just sat and waited till, you know, 10:30, 11. I didn't get out of there until like 12:45.
Wow.
There you go.
And the last, I did meet one guy that was a media guy, and that media guy showed me a picture. They had made a box, a black, big black box.
Whoa.
I sold on TV.
Ike knows what you're talking about.
And the president was in that box. And this guy that was a media guy, he showed me the picture on his phone. He says, I was right there where the president was. He gave me a picture, you know? So.
Okay.
Done.
Wow. There you go.
But anyway.
Well, thankfully, when they're coming here, you have those sort of connections that can make sure everything runs as it's supposed to.
Saturday, I was at Chickie and Pete's. The place, you couldn't even get in there. The place was packed.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was watching the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
It was unbelievable. I ordered lobster.
Whoa.
They gave me a nice big thing of lobster.
There you go.
I had the pasta on the side.
Okay.
And I bought a couple waters for me and my buddy. And then I had a plate of French fries, crab fries for these guys that work in the parking lot. So, it was $57 with the tip, so you know.
That sounds like a good deal for
all the way to 60.
I ate the food in the bus. I ate the food in the bus.
Oh, your hands were all buttery.
I mean, you know,
buttery and crab fry seasoning.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
You shook the president's hand like that?
Wait a minute. When you're eating that lobster in the bus, do you have one of those bibs because the butter could drip all over you?
Man, I tore that lobster up. That lobster was down in like less than
five minutes.
That lobster didn't have a chance, did it?
Yep.
It looked to me like at least three big lobster tails, you know? At least.
At least.
Maybe more.
Wow.
You know? Give me some of them lobster tails.
Yes.
Don't get excited over that.
Jeffrey Lurie, go over to NovaCare. You're going to get plenty of lobster over there, bro.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
What does...
They feed them players lobster. Lobster and steak.
Not regularly, don't.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been in.
Regularly, don't. Hell, for you get lobster in there, it better be a special occasion.
Yes, I was to say. I mean, they have good food in there, but I've been lobster, in the NovaCare. Yeah. You know,
putting it on the air, you get lobster over there and steaks. I know.
Well, steaks, I agree with. Yeah, I mean, maybe they are eating lobster over there. I don't know. I didn't get any.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why we're only getting bargain bin free agents.
Andy Reid lost the NFC Championship 3 out of 4 times.
People forget
that.
I
know I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should have been in the Super Bowl 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
Yep. You think about that? Like,
yep.
Good transition here, Herb.
Daily reminder. Daily reminder. I didn't win anything.
At any level.
I forgot Andy Reid. When I gave him what to do, the playbook, I told him what to do.
Oh, I'm sure.
And how to do it, okay? And he listened to me.
No, he didn't.
Last time.
You're lying.
The last game, the last one against Atlanta and Minnesota. He
finally listened.
Exactly what I wanted. And then when he got to Jacksonville,
Are you talking about Doug?
Same old thing.
He said Andy.
No, he's not. He's talking about Andy.
Run the ball, first and goal with the 9-yard line. McNabb.
When did you tell him this, though, Herb? No, when did you tell him
McNabb,
this?
I want to get a touchdown.
Yes.
You told Andy more touchdowns, less field goals?
Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. All right, he's sitting up.
Jalen Hurts.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
Still got probably at least, 26 right now?
At least.
Yeah, at least.
Okay. He's got at least a good, I would say, a good 8-9 years to go.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to wind up being the all-time Eagles quarterback. The all-time, bro.
Sure.
He's already got his Super Bowl. He's been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. Okay? Now he's going for his next one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yep.
We're going back-to-back. Remember, you heard that from me. Back. 2 back.
There you go.
Can we handle back-to-back Super Bowls?
No. I'll be on the next day talking about what they need to do to get a third.
Get a 3-peat.
Yeah. They haven't done anything yet. I'm already past it. I'm already past the second Super Bowl at this point, to be honest with you. I'm already looking at the third.
All right, boys. I'll talk to you.
All right, see you, Herb.
That was like 10 minutes.
Yeah, that was quite a call from Herb.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Like, does he think?
Do you think that people want the Herb Hour?
Oh, I got multiple calls saying, please don't do it. Multiple calls. And I said, disagree.
Yeah.
I need to know why he thinks that Andy Reid listened to him.
Yeah.
Like, how could you get close enough to Andy?
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
When we do the Herb Hour.
Yes.
It's going to be up to us to weave him in and out of that hour.
Yeah. Jack wants him to lead.
No, well, he's never.
Leading.
That's never going to happen.
He's 100%
yes.
leading.
Yes. I beg you. That's never going to happen. Yes.
We'll leave it up to Rod. He's the program director around here. All right. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, Fritz, and Herb.